April, thank you very much. We're broadcasting live here at the Sporting Globe. Abs is fired up. Shawnee the Trader's here. Everyone's up and about on this Friday afternoon. We're the only two working, by the way. I'm not even questioning whether Brooksy's working. I'm not quite sure about that.
He's just on the junket.
Yeah, he says, I'll do the shift.
Advantage.
I'll do the shift. Tommy, two phones, you have the day off. Pulling rank, Brooksy, welcome to the run home with Joel and the missile. Thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. Let's talk about Origin, so let's do this.
This is the Path to Origin for Tuscan Paths, range of porcelain and natural pavers. Visit tuscanpath.com.au.
That music behind the sting, are you familiar with that at all?
No.
It gets used at the Olympics, but it used to get used at the old Sydney Football Stadium.
It does.
It'd be a grand final or semi-final State of Origin.
It gets used at the Olympics, like when they do the medal presentations.
Yes.
When you go to the swimming and you're at Olympics or whatever, you know what you get really sick of? The American National Anthem.
I hate it.
Yeah, because it comes up so often because they win a bunch of medals. I just hate listening to the American National Anthem.
If all the American swimmers, so we're here at the Darling Harbour, if they were all standing out there on the platform and you could push one into the drink.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who would you push?
Only
Ooh.
One.
Yeah. Who'd you say?
Only one.
Yeah.
Based off the last Olympics, I'm going Katie Ledecky in the drink.
It's
a bit of carry-on after she got beat by Ariane Titmus. Wouldn't shake her hand. In the drink, Katie.
Katie Ledecky, see you later. Who are you throwing in the drink this week? Let us know. 1300 01 1170.
New segment alert.
Is the way to do this.
Cameron Munster in the drink.
Yeah. Well, last night, I had to go pick my daughter up. Her and a few girlfriends went out to Leichhardt Oval. They went there
perfect.
For the State of Origins, the Under-19 Origins.
Yep.
We started with the women's origin, under-19, some girls and women's, because there's some young ones playing. Third straight win for the Blues. Now, I told the story yesterday, and it could have played out better. Clint Robinson was an old Balmain Tiger. He debuted at Leichhardt Oval in first grade, almost 35 years to the day. His daughter, Andy, is selected to play for New South Wales in Origin, who wasn't even playing rugby league. She was spotted playing touch or something like that. They said, you should really do this. And then she comes out last night, and Clint and the family were so proud, so proud. She scored a hat-trick.
Wow. What position?
Centre.
There you
Electric
go.
Speed.
Yeah.
Just a great family.
I saw that. That wasn't her that scored the 110-metre try, was it?
No. Well,
that was a ripper.
That was the player of the match. That was Jada Taylor. Now, she comes from the Roosters Tasha Gale Cup. She scored this from basically on the dead ball line. Have a listen to this.
The grubber kick. It's perfectly weighted. Taylor gets back there. Can she get it out? Jada Taylor, what a return. And she's still going. The Sydney Roosters Indigenous Academy player from her own in goal is up over halfway. They are chasing, but they are not going to get there. What an unbelievable try from coast to coast.
Yeah, what about that? That was a fascinating try, and she scored two, actually. The only try scorers in the match were Andy, Jada, and that was it, the two names who scored tries, because Jada also scored a try for Queensland.
There you go.
There you go.
That was a good game, was it? Tell me, so your daughter's playing rugby league at the moment.
She's just started playing loves it.
I've got some feelers out, and the talent scouts tell me she's a gun.
Hey, she's okay, yeah.
What's the pathway from local Cronulla League to something like New South Wales under 19?
So almost mirroring the boys now. So they've got these new cups. Forgive me for not knowing the names, but they're similar to the Harold Matthews and the SG Ball. So the aged cups. I'll tell you, so my observation of the women's game is very, very similar. I've shared this before on the show around Ronda Rousey. Do you remember when Ronda Rousey stormed on? Right?
Yep.
And everyone was just, Ronda Rousey, what about this revelation? And then within 18 months, 2 years, Ronda Rousey was almost redundant.
Yeah.
Because when Ronda came through, there was probably, and a handful is underestimating things, but a handful of people who were doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, people like her start coming through, and there's this army of kids coming through. So therefore, the talent's got to get better.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of scallywags joining us here at the Sporting Globe. Feel free to come on down, by the way. Our shout, drinks and food, King Street Wharf. But what I'm seeing now, there is my daughter's age, she's playing under 16s. The parks are full with young aspiring girls. So gone are the days where, if you said 5 or 6 years ago, it was the same girls turning up, playing good, playing not good. making the rep teams.
Yeah.
Those days are gone.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you could tell last night, like, the standard was quite high in the girls under-19s last night. If anyone out there hasn't watched Women's Rugby League before, if you watch the State of Origin tonight, it's first class, isn't it? Like, the standard is...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's NRL standard.
My understanding, too, is that hierarchy at New South Wales Rugby League and Queensland Rugby League, they know how much you are in love with the co-ed relay and swimming.
So, egg and spoon race.
So they're toying with next year. The first half is played by boys or girls, second half played by the other. You like that?
Oh, man, the egg and spoon race of the swimming world. I can't stand it. Yeah. And they remember we were doing the Olympics and they brought it in for the athletics as well. So they had the mixed 4x100 athletics relay. Oh, I wish they did.
You love that, didn't you?
It pains me.
Oh, you love that. By the way, they should actually, and I know, maybe they do, they should do a composite sort of cup for the 19s aggregate score. So boys and girls are in it together. I like the idea of that.
Well, we would have smashed them after last night.
Last night we would have won 54-12. So that's why I'm bringing this idea in. In the meantime, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. In the boys' competition, or the men's under-19s, the Blues triumphant 32-6. I was driving at the time, so I missed most of this, but I know that... Did you watch much of it, Missol?
Yeah, I did.
Jonah Pezzett was the man everyone was talking about. He was the man of the match.
Yeah, the little halfback.
Yeah.
He had a bit about him, didn't he? Yeah. I really liked the winger, the tall blonde winger, number 5, signed by the Dolphins.
Illawarra Steeler.
Jack Bostock.
Yeah, he's been signed by the Dolphins.
I didn't see the game, as I said, but who did he sort of remind you of?
Ooh, so he was a high flyer, good under the high ball, but brought it out of trouble. Some like a tupu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more of a tupu. Not electrifying speed, but good carry out of his own end and good under the high ball. So he was good. And their 13, I think it was Trey Mooney, who was a beast.
Played an NRL game with the Raiders this year.
He looked about 32, so we have to check his passport.
Yeah.
But he was a gun. Big unit.
Beautiful. 1300 01 1170. Plenty of calls. Let's go to California, where Foot Juice has been waiting patiently. G'day, Juice of the Foot Variety.
Hello, boys. How we doing?
How you going, Foot Juice? We haven't heard from you for a while, mate. You okay?
Yeah, I've just been. I've been getting in the NFL for the kids. I started coaching last year, so I've been busy doing that pre-season.
Oh, excellent. How's things going, Super Coach? You're on path to glory.
Well, we made the Super Bowl in our first year last year, but we got rolled. But next year, this year will be good.
Okay, good luck. What do you know, Foot Juice?
Mate, that'll lead me into... I got a question for you. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about like the juniors and stuff and kids with their weight age. And I just wanted to weigh in how they do it over here. And I'm pretty sure it'll work over there. Like with the kids, if you're 6 through... Like, if you're 6 years old through 12 years old, they do a weight division.
Right.
And I know they're talking about it over there. And, mate, I'm telling you, it works. It evens everyone out, and the kids sort of get scared. They're in their own division, and they gain their confidence. And then by the time they're 13, 14, everyone sort of catches up, and they're good to go.
Yeah, well, I tell you, we actually do have that here as Coach K comes into the building, ladies and gentlemen. So looking forward to that. They do have it here. So I'll give you an example, right? So one of my sons is not a huge kid, right? He's handy with the ball and all those things, but he's not a huge kid, and he's born on the 18th of December. So he's born very, very late in the season. But he chooses to remain in his own age group, and he's clearly, you know, outsized in many ways, and he's going to catch up, and that's all fine. But part of it too, Foot Juice, is a little bit of a stigma to not want to go down for some kids. I'd love to see him go down, because really his own age group should be the next age group down, but I feel like it's a stigma thing. He feels proud to want to stay, even though that the age group below, he's older than a lot of those kids by 2 or 3 months or a month, you know, in many cases.
Yeah. It's a tough birthday to have that one for sport, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, okay, what about this? So this is my idea. I think we should be doing this across all of Australian sport, where... If you don't want to do it too often because it's too much admin, etc. But Foot Juice, I believe when it comes to the age group stuff, every 4 years, it should change from the 1st of January or whatever the entry date is for your particular code.
Gotcha.
And it should shift 6 months. So in every kid growing up in their chosen sport, at some stage throughout their sport, they will be in the older half of their age group.
Yep. I don't mind that. Yeah. I don't mind it at all. Mine was always, so my birthday is 11th of April. The National Swimming Championships would always be on about the 12th or 13th, like right in the same week,
yep,
around Easter. So I'd swim all year in one age group, then get to Nationals and go up to the next age group and get smashed. And it was always
That's super hard.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
But this is my point. So you clearly, right, the very same person who's born on the 11th of April, right?
Yeah.
James Magnuson will beat James Magnuson born on the 11th of October.
Yes.
You're just going to beat them,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
So why in Australia do we not give every single kid the opportunity to be in the top half of their age group for a period of their upbringing? Like, just because my son is an example, and I've got kids born in February, so it's equals both ways for my family, but I just don't understand why we don't do that.
Tell me, with your son playing rugby league, you know how you get the big kids in the younger age groups?
Yep.
How do you find that plays out in a Sydney comp compared to where we grew up in the country? And do you think there's any merit in the weight divisions for kids?
Sometimes you have a big kid who's maybe immature, or they're just a big kid. I think what they've got at the moment is quite good, where it's, if you want to go down, it's not so much about going up.
Yeah.
They've got the age groups, but they'll have certain weights, as I understand. And I've got some, my daughters have got some friends who are playing under 14s NRLW or women's rugby league, if you want to call that. And they're playing in the under 14s when they're actually under 16s or under 15s because they're smaller girls. So I think it's fine. But it's just, you know, my kid, for example, if he went, he's under 13s. If he started playing for the under 12s, even though he's only a few weeks older than some of them, people start going, yeah, but he really is an under 14s kid. And,
It's
very hard.
Gotcha.
It really is very hard. So there you go. Missile, good on you for backing up with Joel after this morning with Vossi. Very unlike you. Oh, there you go. Is that right? No. Is it sent from set person?
I don't think so.
No. Yes, backing up. 1300 01 1170. Plenty more still to come. This is a run home with Joel and the Missile.